Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayeshev, focuses largely on the story of Joseph Yosef and his sale being sold by his brothers, becoming a slave in Egypt, and the challenges and the obstacles that he faced during this period of his life. He is sold to Egypt, to Potiphar, and he is then challenged by Potiphar's wife, who wants to seduce him, and he is forced to run away from her when she tries to corner him and tries to force him into acting inappropriately with her. And then she turns the tables on him and she accuses him of attacking her, and his master has him thrown into jail. And you know, it's pretty safe to assume that Yosef knew good and well what the outcome would be when he ran away from his master's wife, that she would naturally try to accuse him when she in fact is the one who had started up with him in the first place, and that the outcome would not be very pretty. But nonetheless, he fled and he withstood the trial, and even though he suffered for it and he was thrown into jail, but he is regarded for all time as Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef the Righteous, for withstanding this terrible trial. Our sages tell us that in fact at one point Yosef was sorely tempted to cave to the demands of Potiphar's wife, and that an image of his father appeared to him and told him that if you submit to Potiphar's wife and you act inappropriately, then on the special garments worn by the Kohen Gadol, the names of the 12 tribes are inscribed on the stones of the breastplate and on other stones, on other parts of the garments. The ephod, an apron worn by the Kohen Gadol on the shoulder straps, are the stones with the names of the tribes inscribed. And Yaakov told Yosef in his vision, do you want your name to be missing from there if you behave inappropriately? And this gave Yosef the fortitude to withstand the trial. And there are two basic questions over here to be asked. The first one is, it seems then that really Yosef was going to cave in to his lower self, but was somehow miraculously inspired by a vision of his father. And so seemingly, it seems like he needed extra help. He didn't really withstand the trial on his own. And the second issue is, why specifically this, the idea that his name would be missing from the garments of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest, why did that inspire him to overcome the temptation? Oh, a basic approach shared by some of the commentators is that this was not really a miraculous vision that Yosef had, but rather what Yosef experienced was his own internal connection to his father. And that is that Yosef, as the Torah tells us, was very close with his father, and he maintained that closeness even after he was sent away, even after he was kidnapped and sold to Egypt and he had no contact with his father. But that internal connection to his father, to the spiritual levels of his father, he maintained throughout. And the idea over here is that Yosef's challenge to overcome temptation, not to submit to Potiphar's wife, not to submit to his lower self and to sin with her, wasn't just about overcoming temptation, but rather it was about recognizing who he was and what he was supposed to become. And by recognizing what he was supposed to be and what he was supposed to become, that allowed him to overcome the temptation. In other words, we have two modes of operation in life when we try to overcome temptation. One is, this is wrong, I don't want to do it. And that could be rather challenging, because even if we recognize that it's wrong and it's not something we want to do, but our lower selves drive us to do it and to cave in to temptation, to our evil inclination, to our Yetzer Hara. But there's another approach to this, and that is recognizing what I am and what I want to be. And it is doing this, is engaging in this particular action, in this activity right now, does that go towards what I am and what I want to be? And more often than not, the answer is no. And by truly, really connecting to what I recognize myself as being and what I want, what I would like to become, that really ought to raise us above. It's not a question of I'm down in the dumps and I need to overcome temptation. It's that I'm just so far above this. Why would I, someone who is so much better than that, engage in this kind of behavior? And so Yosef saw an image of his father. What he was really seeing was his connection to his father. His father, his righteous father, the third of the patriarchs. And Yosef had such a tight connection with him that Yosef recognized that he was far and beyond succumbing to this lowly temptation to sin with his master's wife. And even though it resulted in his being thrown into prison, and he had to endure suffering, but that was all external. Internally, he was Yosef the righteous. He was someone who was connected with his father, with the ideals of his father's home, with God, and as someone of that level, he would not sin. And so the message that he saw within himself and his father's connection was the names of the tribes on the garments of the high priest in the temple and in the tabernacle. The idea is that the high priest is the most elevated person among the Jewish people. And he bears the names of the 12 tribes, the founders of the Jewish people, upon himself. And those garments are garments that reflect the greatness of the high priest, not just on his own, but as a representative of the entirety of the Jewish people. And for Yosef to fall off that level, to sin with Potiphar's wife, would mean that he would not be part of that exalted level of the Jewish people of the 12 tribes. He wouldn't merit to be part of those 12 tribes. And Yosef realized that he's better than that. Yosef realized that his work in life is to rise above temptation and to indeed be inscribed upon those stones, the high priest who stands before God in the Holy of Holies. And that allowed him, enabled him to rise above the temptation of Potiphar's wife. I'd like to just make a connection to some recent news that's been going on for quite some time, and that is the issues of the challenges faced by women in the workplace. And the question is raised that it seems almost inevitable for a woman to get ahead in the world up until this point, and God willing, things will hopefully change in the workplace and in the world at large, how women are treated and how they're viewed in the workplace by men. But certainly the challenges faced because women seemingly all too often have to give up their own modesty and have to make compromises morally in order to get ahead. And the question is, so how is a woman supposed to get ahead if she's not going to compromise somewhat? And while that's certainly a broader discussion, and while certainly change does have to be made in the workplace, I just want to make one comment based on the idea that I'm sharing with you today. And that is that there's a higher reality in which a Jew is supposed to live. Yes, a person needs to make a living. And yes, a person needs to achieve in life. But if achieving in business and in the professional world means lowering one's standards, lowering oneself away from the exalted level that we try to achieve in life, then one has taken away one's identity. If a person says, this is what I want to be, this is what I am, this is what I want to live as and I want to become, and the workplace or any other situation in life presents challenges that require one to compromise, well then, why would you want to lower yourself and create a life where you're living, yes, perhaps with material success, professional success, but spiritually, you've lowered yourself into a pit from which it's going to be difficult to get out, from where you'll never be able to be the person spiritually who you're supposed to be. The recognition that ultimate success is standing up for my principles and for what I want to be and for what I am is a much greater beacon that we ought to look at than material success in life. And while it's certainly challenging, and while it certainly is very difficult, and while it's very hard sometimes to be able to overcome these challenges because we make efforts in life to move ahead in the world professionally and try to make a living and so on, but ultimately, our ultimate goal in life, if we focus on the larger picture, that I have greater things to strive for, and I am not identified by whether I'm successful in my company or not, or whether I make a lot of money or not, but rather by who I am spiritually, internally, and what I'm really focusing on is connecting with that, then the challenge becomes a totally different challenge. And while again still difficult, but it becomes something that is far easier to deal with. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.